Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
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 Podbean, the AI-powered all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
My school uses Podbean.
My church, too.
I love it. I really do.
The Rift, 1692. Produced by Christopher Tarn. Episode 9, The Witchfinder.
A Thoreia X5, nice. Thanks for that, Grigoriev. Plenty of standby time, and I ought to only need it to make a couple of calls, all been well. Food, car batteries, no loving activity, that's good. God, this car's like an oven. It's to be expected, come on in Africa. Once I've got the battery in the air, Connell, well, I'll take care of that. There are choppers nearby. The dust it was kicking up stopped far too quickly for them to have headed back to Abashai. It's a worry, but I'll do without when I'm back. First priority, get a Jax. She's not here. She must have made it through, though. I don't like the look of that bloodstain near the rift. The girl drives me up the fucking wall. I think the only time I've ever felt more stupid was when I was in a relationship with Sandra Jordan. I wanted to play football. She told me my reading needed work. We were 8. Life. Well, I'm not putting this costume on until I have to. Costume. Weird. I mean, to them, it's clothes. Their clothes. I wonder if in 100 years' time people will look at hoodies and trainers as costume. Dark. I don't take a map just in case I miss it, I have to wear them another fucking day. I'm not happy they're a vac that bring both fragments. I haven't the faintest idea which is the 1888. Which one can track the one I'm looking for? Jax or not. And all being well, Flynn will be halfway to Africa before he realises I took him. Well, at least I've put him through his hiding method, left the rift open. For him? Nah, fuck him. For me. Try to see more of London back then. It spoke to me. Spoke to me? Jesus. Up and around Jack's too long, I've gone all granola and tree huggy. Ooh, whatever.
They lied. They stood and lied in the name of God and under oath to...
Who, Elizabeth? Who?
Abigail Williams and Anne Putnam. Oh, they made great show of being unable to speak when the magistrates put question to them. But in time they said, I hurt them and brought the book to them.
The book?
The devil's book. To sign to give one's soul.
Oh my God. The court believed them.
Of course. They twist, they bend, they utter foul and indescribable monstrosity. And the people of the town will not believe that her child could be so cruel as to send folk to the noose for sport.
I have to speak
to... Oh, you will. You will. It is Putnam and Williams who make claim against you also.
But I don't even know them. How can
I... of the storm. It was Anne Putnam who saw you in the woods. She makes claim you dropped from the sky, who appeared before her like an angel. and then became devil. But now they both accuse your spectre hangs from their beam at night and brings the book.
The fucking book again. I mean, how many books does the devil have? I'm sorry. I'm struggling to take all of this seriously.
Be in no doubt. Those children will have you to trial. And if you go to trial, there be only one outcome. Your only hope is to convince the magistrates of your innocence. So start now. Start preparing defense. Please.
You are a man of many talents, Doctor.
Well, thank you, Captain. You may well be in a minority to think that, but I'll take it regardless.
You speak excellent Portuguese. You sew your cabin mate's head, then chide him for not watching out for the boom in Mandarin. No, we are fortunate to have you on board. Might I ask why you take passage on a wine ship?
Well, I figure if we sink, I could drown my sorrows in a wonderfully balanced sherry.
A comedian too, my friend. But seriously.
Time. I have to be in London ASAP.
ASAP.
Sorry, as soon as possible.
ASAP. I like this.
In fact, how much to rig more sail?
As I said when you came on board, Doctor, we are a coast hugger. And then across the channel.
Yes, I remember. But how much to throw caution to the wind and cut directly across the Bay of Biscay?
There is not enough money in the world to make me risk a collier to the winds of the open sea. It is my ship. And
a brigantine. What is the value?
A brig. Oh, my friend, the last I saw, 5,000.
Podbean, your message amplified.
Ready to share your message with the world? Start your podcast journey with Podbean.
Podbean, the AI-powered, all-in-one podcast platform.
Thousands of businesses and enterprises trust Podbean to launch their podcasts.
Use Podbean to record your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to optimize your podcast.
Use Podbean AI to turn your blog into a podcast.
Use Podbean to distribute your podcast everywhere.
Launch your podcast on Podbean today.
Pounds, imagine.
More cargo.
Of course.
More profit.
Naturally.
Cut the bay, and when we get to London, I will buy you a brigantine.
Doctor, I would like to believe that such
If you don't believe me, you can throw me overboard when we get there. I'm sure that rather large cook you have with the red face and the questionable hygiene habits would like nothing better.
And if we flounder, taking that route?
Well, now. Life is about risk and reward. Seeing an opportunity and seizing the moment. Well?
Oh, well, it's so much stuff to London and Flynn's yard. Car is quiet. Stars, I can see. Stars! What is that smell? Fuck! It's just fresh air. God, I feel dizzy. Now, come on, pull yourself together, Swift. I don't know if it's the air or the fact that I'm here. In 1692. God, this is bizarre. Jonathan Swift is actually alive. Right now, my mother's favourite author. I could go and get an autograph. I could have him sign Gulliver's... No, because he hasn't written it yet. Perhaps I could give him the idea. Talk about a mindfuck. Imagine if
Who goes there?
Oh, Jesus.
You there. Come into the torchlight.
Well, me?
What business do you have here at such a time?
Well, what business do you have?
Are you questioning my authority?
I am. Yeah, what is your name?
My name?
Well, I don't see anybody else.
I don't...
Again, your name.
Francis Miller.
Francis Miller what?
I don't understand.
Francis Miller what?
Sir?
Good. I am Jonathan... Statham. Yes, Sir Jonathan Statham, sent by His Majesty to aid the search here.
We were not told.
Nor should you have been. The work of a witchfinder is best carried out in shadow after all.
A witchfinder?
Have my lodgings been arranged?
Lodgings?
Are you just going to stand there and repeat everything I say?
Repeat? No, I am sorry. My apologies, Sir Jonathan. I am... merely a constable. We are not informed
Don't worry. I shan't report this to your governor. Just take me somewhere I can lodge. Tomorrow, I'll get stuck in a finding...
Stuck in?
I hear a witch was seen on this very spot a few nights ago.
Aye, sir. Anne Putnam found her. Floating.
Floating?
As though on a cloud. That's what Anne tells us. We are told the witch took refuge with the proctors, but she escaped when the proctors were taken.
Does she have a name?
Hex Alexander.
Hex.
The audacity of such a name is an affront to the very...
But she escaped, you say?
Only for a short while, sir. She was taken again, dancing here in the moonlight and bleeding from the leg.
Where is she being held?
She's in the town jail, sir, brought back from Boston to face examination.
Examination?
If she is deemed witch at the examination, then she will go to trial. Well, but you know this procedure, surely?
Yes. Yeah, of course I do. I was just making sure that you did. Now, take me to somewhere I can sleep. I have found nothing here.
Of course, sir.
A printout, ma'am, of the places Swift visited past couple of weeks.
Thanks, but for God's sake, no printouts in future.
Of course. That was me being a noob. It's subterfuge.
Right, okay, let's take a look.
You want me to leave you to it, ma'am?
No, it's fine. If I'm trusting you to work off Boak, the least I can do is trust you enough to share.
It looks as though he split time in Brighton.
That's where Jax Alexander moved to.
The girl involved in the hospital murders?
Oh, is that what they're calling him?
Well, that would make sense, since the other place he's active at is the house where the bodies were found.
Where else?
A few restaurants, pubs, cinema.
Well, he likes a movie. So, nowhere outside the scope of that investigation. Sotheby's?
Yes, a visit. You can see it here. And Flynn's wife's house? It all makes sense. Here at a fancy dress store, would you know it at all?
Yes, I recognise it. Well, look, thank you. I really appreciate this. Look, I'm going to get back to work.
This one is interesting.
No, what is it?
The location of an oligarch. Arms trader, diamond trader, and all-round person of interest. Russian named...
Oh, never mind that. I think that was just an old case. He's probably just tidying up a lot of things while...
As you wish, Mallon.
Sit.
I'd rather stand.
As you wish. My name is John Hawthorne, and this is my colleague...
Jonathan Corwin.
Good to meet you.
State your name for the records.
Jax Alexander.
We believe the name to be Hex Alexander.
Right, well, I have no idea where that came about.
But... No. Anne Putnam, the child you afflict, you spoke that name thus.
Well, that's her first lie. What are the others?
Let me see. I did see the apparition of the witch and spoke with her, asking her name. She said her name was Hex, and seeing her floating in the air, I was made terrified and fled to my home. I took to my bed, but the spectre of her had followed me, and she did almost choke me to death, urging me vehemently to write in her book.
Was there a book on me when I was taken? Very violently, it must be said, or... Have I hidden it somewhere?
The book, as any witch will tell, is carried in the other plane.
So it's my word against hers, yeah?
We have here the testimony of Abigail Williams also.
What? Wait, I only saw one girl.
I was warned by Anne Putnam of a spectre and had thought to not be visited by yet another, having endured the nightly visitations of Elizabeth Proctor. But since that time, the apparition of Hex Alexander... has most grievously afflicted me by biting, pinching, and almost choking me, urging me to write in her book.
I'm being charged with witchcraft, based purely on hearsay evidence.
Do you deny that Anne Putnam did see you dancing in the air on the evening before you visited with John and Goody Proctor?
Damn straight I do. I was in the woods, but only because I was lost.
You told John Proctor that you hailed from London.
I do, yes.
And are here for...
The climate.
The climate?
I have difficulty breathing at times. London. Well, you know, the smog, the chimneys... Fuck, that's Victorian.
What is she saying?
I know not. Perhaps it is...
The devil's tongue? No, it's not. It's very much not...
So you know the devil's tongue?
No.
Yet you are convinced that you speak not it. And if you are certain you do not, then for sure you do know
You're
it.
You're twisting my words.
How did you come to be in the woods?
I told the proctors. I slipped and fell. I banged my head and I've lost my memory.
How convenient.
What do you want me to say?
The truth. For only by accepting the dilemma you face can you truly be penitent and shown grace and mercy.
Hang on. What if I make a counterclaim? What if I can tell you that I saw Putnam in my room, hanging from the rafters, in spectral form, commanding me to write in her book?
Did you see such apparition?
Yeah, I did, yes.
And perhaps you would take us to your room right now. Show us the way.
Shit, I banged my
head and have no memory of anything, including where you live. Yet only the apparition you describe and think will save you. Take her away. She will face trial as witch.
But
Svik.
He's gone.
What?
Gone. No sign.
How did you not hear the engine?
Are the jeep still there?
But he is not inside.
No. No first lights are scanned, nothing. We waited a few hours, no sign of life, or sent Issa down to check. He's just back. Gone. Now hide no hair.
Well, he must be in the vicinity. How far could he walk in that dime?
I'll send you a picture, boss, you can see for miles around. Trust me, he's not there.
I see.
You want to stay at home?
No. No, you will stay where you are. Keep watching. I have a feeling Detective Swift will turn up. How? I do not know. But undoubtedly. Oh, he will.
You are a man of your word, Doctor. The brig is spectacular.
It's old. It's a mess. The owner couldn't wait to see it off his hands.
I know ships, and this, it may be worn and tired, but it has the soul of the sea. It is simply in need of a crew who appreciate what she has to offer. My life changes here and now. With the size of her hold, I can ship 5 times my usual cargo. I am in your debt.
It's paid for. Go to the harbour master's office, sign the paperwork, and good luck. I have to get home.
Dr. Flynn.
What is it? I need to get moving quickly.
The ship will bear a new name. The San Roberto.
And keep the smile on your face, Robert. Keep it sincere. And walk away. Smile. Walk away.
Yeah.
There's a man downstairs. He wishes to speak with you, sir.
Right. Yeah, let me just get my shirt on.
Did you sleep well, sir?
I did, yeah. And again, look, I'm sorry that you were woken up so late.
Oh, I'm used to it. Travellers arrive at all time of the day and night. If I refused to open because the sun had gone
I understand. Look, I'll be out your hair. I'll be gone after I speak with, my visitor. I'll see you at the bill then.
There is bread and ale and some cheeses. Now, if you'll follow me.
Francis Miller?
Sir?
The visitor. Francis Miller, the man who brought me here.
Oh, no, sir, tis not he. In there, sir. I will set your table in the meantime.
Sir Jonathan Staven.
Yeah?
Word has spread through the town of your arrival, and before you are taken to meet the governor, I wish to speak with you on your experiences in England.
My experiences?
As a witchfinder, sir. I am most delighted to have the opportunity to debate spectral issues with one trained and expert in the field.
You are?
Oh, forgive me in my excitement. I quite forgot my manners. My name is Cotton Mather.
The Rift is written and performed by James Gaddis and features Louisa Bedell.